All right, so imagine this. You could unlock like next level brain power with just a few minutes a day. That's the big idea behind the Genius Wave. And today we're really diving deep, figuring out if it's all hype or the real deal. We're talking about boosting that creativity, finding that laser focus, maybe even getting a little luckier along the way. And speaking of lucky breaks, our friends at Top Secret Reviews have a special discount for the Genius Wave just for you guys. All the details are in the show notes, so go check it out. Now, we don't want to just get lost in all the marketing speak, right? We've got an 8-week user review to unpack, a real person's experience with the Genius Wave.
What I find fascinating about this specific review is the long-term view it gives us. Most reviews are just those first reactions, but this one lets us track how the Genius Wave might actually impact someone over time.
So we're not just talking about like a quick burst of inspiration here, but maybe even some lasting changes.
Exactly. This user, they documented everything week by week, and it really reveals a compelling story.
Okay, so let's jump into that timeline then. What were those first few days like?
Well, it's pretty interesting. The user started out, well, a little skeptical. They weren't expecting miracles right off the bat. Week one, the changes were, I'd say, subtle. Better sleep was the first thing they noticed.
You don't usually think of genius and better sleep going hand in hand. I'd be thinking, instant equation solving powers, not a good night's rest.
Exactly. But it makes sense when you remember that theta waves, the Genius Wave is trying to stimulate, they're actually linked to like deep relaxation and a well-rested brain. Well, that's a brain ready to perform at its best,
Okay,
right?
so better sleep, check. Anything else happened that first week?
By day five, the user said their mind felt clearer, like that mental fog had lifted. They also had more energy and not just a quick caffeine rush. This was sustained energy throughout the day.
Okay, now that's interesting. But did these changes, did they last? Let's talk week two.
Not only did they stick around, but they became even more noticeable. Even the people around the user started to pick up on it. The user's wife actually mentioned how much sharper they seemed, how much better they were at solving problems.
So it's not just like a feeling, it's showing up in their everyday life.
Absolutely. And that whole problem-solving thing, that just kept getting better into week three. The user talked about feeling super focused and clear-headed, like they were really on top of everything at work. They were remembering things more easily, feeling more confident in what they could do.
So we're not just talking about feeling good, we're talking about real improvements in how they're actually performing. This is where I'm starting to get really interested.
And we're just getting started. Week four is where things take a really interesting turn. We're moving into like the creative zone.
This is where we see that genius part of the Genius Wave come out.
Yeah, you could say that. The user who likes to play guitar and draw, they were suddenly hit with all these new ideas, this wave of inspiration. It's like they tapped into some creative wellspring.
I'll be honest, this is pretty tempting. But before I ditch my to-do list and blast myself with theta waves, let's talk about the how behind all of this. What's the Genius Wave actually doing? Is there like actual science to back this up? And while we're at it, listeners, if you want to dive deeper, don't forget about that special offer we have for the Genius Wave from Top Secret Reviews. Head over to our show notes for that link, get a discounted rate. Who doesn't love a good deal? Now, about that science.
Well, the science behind the Genius Wave, it's actually pretty cool. It all comes down to brain waves,
Okay.
specifically theta waves. So you know how our brains are always producing these electrical signals?
Right.
Well, those signals, they change depending on what we're doing. And when we're really relaxed but not quite asleep, our brains tend to make more of these theta waves.
So like that feeling when you're drifting off and then bam, a brilliant idea just pops into your head.
Exactly. It's that perfect spot, relaxed but focused. That's where creativity and those aha moments come from. And what the Genius Wave does is it uses a technique called brain wave entrainment. It basically guides your brain towards that theta state.
Okay, brainwave entrainment. Sounds kind of, I don't know, intense. What's actually happening there?
It's simpler than it sounds, actually. They use these audio tracks and they embed these things called binaural beats and isochronic tones. They're just specific sound frequencies that, when you listen through headphones, they can actually influence your brainwave activity.
I've heard of binaural beats for like sleep and meditation, but how do they actually work?
So picture this. Each of your ears is hearing a slightly different sound frequency, right?
Okay.
Your brain, being the amazing thing it is, it picks up on that subtle difference. And when it does, it creates this third tone, this pulsing tone that only exists inside your head.
Oh.
And that pulsing, it kind of encourages your brain waves to sync up with the frequency of the binaural beat. It gently nudges them towards that theta state.
So you're basically giving your brain a little sonic nudge in the right direction. No fancy equipment, no brain surgery required or anything.
Nope. Just a good pair of headphones. And here's where it gets really interesting. There might be a link between this brainwave entrainment and something called neuroplasticity.
Okay, now you're just using big words.
Basically, it's your brain's ability to change and adapt over time.
Hold on. So this isn't just a temporary boost. Are you saying that using the genius ways could actually change my brain for good?
That's the idea. Think of it like working out. The more you work a muscle, the stronger it gets, right?
Right.
Well, when you consistently use the genius wave, you're stimulating those theta waves, and that could actually be strengthening the pathways in your brain that are linked to, creativity, focus, relaxation.
So we're basically training our brains to access those states more easily.
Exactly. Now, it's important to remember research on this whole brainwave entrainment thing. It's still ongoing, but what they're finding so far is it's looking pretty promising. And the stuff we've seen with this user, their experience, it's definitely compelling. But of course, it's not, magic. The genius wave, it works best as part of a holistic approach to well-being.
Right, you can't just like zone out to an audio track all day and expect to become a genius while, eating chips on the couch.
Exactly. It's about setting up your life in a way that helps creativity and focus thrive. And that brings up a really interesting question. How does the genius wave compare to other things, like meditation? They both seem to tap into that same relaxed but focused state, but are they really that similar?
That is a great question, and I bet a lot of our listeners are wondering the same thing. Before we get into that, let me just remind everybody about that special offer on the Genius Wave we have from Top Secret Reviews. Go check out our show notes for the link to their site. You can get a discount. Who doesn't love a discount, am I right? All right, meditation versus the Genius Wave. What do you think?
Well, both of them, they can lead to some pretty similar brainwave states, yeah. But they have their own unique benefits and challenges. Meditation, for example, it's more like a mental workout, You need focus, discipline, and you got to do it consistently to see the real benefits. It's about training your mind to be present in the moment, notice your thoughts without judging them, and just cultivate this sense of inner peace. It's powerful stuff. But it can be tough, especially when you're just starting out.
So it's kind of like meditation's more of a like an active thing you do, and the genius wave is more passive, right? You just kind of let it, guide you to those brain states.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's like the genius wave is like a mental massage, It uses sound to kind of gently ease you into that relaxed and focused state. But meditation, that's more like hitting the mental gym. You're building those mental muscles through practice.
Interesting. So it's not about like one being better or anything. It's more about finding what works for you, right?
Yeah.
Your own personality, your lifestyle, all that.
Exactly. And you know what? They can actually work really well together. The user in that review we talked about, they actually said that using the Genius Wave made it easier for them to get into that meditative state when they did their regular meditation practice.
Oh, that makes sense. It's like the Genius Wave is kind of prepping your brain, getting it ready for those like deeper states of relaxation and focus.
Right. And think about all those benefits the user experienced. I mean, less stress, better sleep, way more creative. Those aren't just like random good things happening. They're all connected. They all contribute to you feeling better and being more productive.
So it's not even just about like chasing those big aha genius moments. It's about like cultivating this overall sense of well-being, and it kind of flows into every other part of your life.
That's it. You're basically optimizing your mental environment so that, creativity, focus, maybe even a bit of luck can just happen more naturally.
This has been honestly super fascinating. I gotta say, I'm feeling a Genius Wave session in my future. Any last thoughts for our listeners who might be thinking about trying it out?
That user's 8-week journey, it really shows you what the Genius Wave might be able to do. Of course, more research is always a good thing. But all those stories people are sharing and the actual science behind this whole brainwave entrainment thing, I'd say it's definitely worth looking into, especially if you're someone who's, looking to feel more creative, more focused, just overall better.
I'm with you on that. And for anyone ready to give it a shot, remember to check out our show notes for that exclusive discount from our friends at Top Secret Reviews. There's a link to their site where you can grab a special deal on the Genius Waves, a little brain power boost at a discount. Can't beat that. And with that said, we've come to the end of our deep dive. We hope you found this whole exploration of the Genius Wave, you know, insightful, maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, stay curious, keep exploring, and hey, who knows, maybe you'll unlock a little genius of your own along the way.